Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 12, Mohini Murti bewilders Lord Shiva, text number 8. Ekas tvam eva sarasad dvayam advayam cha. Svaranam krita kritam eva. Iveha navastu bedaha. Agyanatas twai janar vihito vikalpo. Yasmad guna vyatikaro nirapadhikasya. Eka, the only one. Twam, your lordship. Eva, indeed. Sat, which is existing as the effect. Asat, which is non-existent as the cause. Dravyam, both of them. Advayam, without duality. Cha, and Swarnam, gold. Krita, manufactured into different forms. Akritam, the original source of gold. The gold mine. Eva, like, Iha, in this world, Na, not, Vastubedaha, difference in the substance, Agyanataha, only because of ignorance, Twai, unto you, Janai, by the general mass of people. Vihitaha, it should be done. Vikalpaha, differentiation. Yasmat, because of. Gunavyatikaraha, freed from the differences created by the material modes of nature. Nirupadikasya, without any material designation. Translation purport by Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. My dear Lord, your lordship alone is a cause and effect. Therefore, although you appear to be two, you are the absolute one. As there is no difference between the gold of a golden ornament and the gold in a mine, there is no difference between cause and effect. Both of them are the same. Only because of ignorance do people concoct differences and dualities. You are free from material contamination, and since the entire cosmos is caused by you and cannot exist without you, it is an effect of your transcendental qualities. Thus, the conception that Brahman is true and the world falls cannot be maintained. Everyone understand this? Yes? You seem pretty ecstatic over it. Let's read it again slowly. You understand it, Sri Devi? We're all trying to. That's why we're here. We wouldn't be here if we knew. We'd be in the spiritual world. My dear Lord, your lordship alone is the cause and effect. Therefore, although you appear to be two, you are the absolute one. As there is no difference between the gold of a golden ornament and the gold in a mind, there is no difference between cause and effect. Both of them are the same. Only because of ignorance do people concoct differences and dualities. You are free from material contamination, and since the entire cosmos is caused by you, cannot exist without you, it is an effect of your transcendental qualities. Thus, the conception that Brahman is true and the world false cannot be maintained. That clear? Well, don't worry, there's a 4-page purport to explain. By the time I read the purport, we should ask for questions. It's probably the longest purport in this canto. Purport. Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakura says that the living entities are representations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead's marginal potency, whereas the various bodies accepted by the living entities are products of the material energy. Thus the body is considered material, and the soul is considered spiritual. The origin of both of them, however, is the same Supreme Personality of Godhead. As the Lord explains in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, 4-5, Bhumir apanalo vayu kamano buddha evacha ahankara iti rame bina prakritir ashtada Aparayam itastvanyam prakatim vidime param jivabhutam mahabaho yedam daryate jagat. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego, all together these eight comprise my separated material energies. But besides this inferior nature, O Almighty Arjuna, there is a superior energy of mine, which consists of all living entities who are struggling with material nature and are sustaining the universe. Thus both matter and the living entities are manifestations of the energy of the Supreme Lord. Since the energy and the energetic are not different, and since the material and marginal energies are both energies of the Supreme Energetic, the Supreme Lord, ultimately the Supreme Personality of Godhead is everything. In this regard, the example may be given of gold that has not been molded and gold that has been molded into various ornaments. A gold earring and the gold in a mind are different only as cause and effect. Otherwise, they are the same. Vedanta Sutra describes that Brahman is the cause of everything. Janma dyasya yataha. Everything is born of the Supreme Brahman, from which everything emanates as different energies. None of these energies, therefore, should be considered false. The Mayavadi's differentiation between Brahman and Maya is only due to ignorance. Srimad Vairagava Acharya, in his Bhagavat Chandra Chandrika, describes the Vaishnava philosophy as follows. The cosmic manifestation is described as Sat and Asat, as chit and achit. Matter is achit, and living entities, living force is chit. But their origin is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in whom there is no difference between matter and spirit. According to this conception, the cosmic manifestation consisting of both matter and spirit is not different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Idam hi vishnvam Bhagavan Ivetaraha. This cosmic manifestation is also the Supreme Personality of Godhead, although it appears different from him. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says, Maya tatam idam sarvam jagara vyaktamurtina matstani sarvabhutani nachaham teshvavashidaha. By me and my unmanifested form, this entire universe is pervaded. All beings are in me, but I'm not in them. Thus, although someone may say that the Supreme Person is different from the cosmic manifestation, actually he is not. The Lord says, Maya tatam idam sarvam. In my impersonal feature, I am spread throughout the world. Therefore, this world is not different from him. The difference is a difference in names. For example, whether we speak of gold earrings, gold bangles, or gold necklaces, ultimately they are all gold. In a similar way, all the different manifestations of matter and spirit are ultimately one in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. ekam eva dvi dvitiyam brahma. This is the Vedic version, Chandoga Upanishad 6.2.1. There is oneness because everything emanates from the Supreme Brahman. The example already given is that there is no difference between the golden earring and the gold mine, as it is. The Vaisheshika philosophers, however, because of their Mayavada conception, create differences. They say Brahma Satyam Jagan Mitya. The absolute truth is real and the cosmic manifestation is false. But why should the Jagat be considered Mitya? The Jagat is an emanation from Brahman. Therefore the Jagat is also truth. Vaishnavas therefore do not consider the Jagat to be Mitya, rather regard everything as reality in connection with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Anasaktasya vishayan yatarham upayunjitaha nirbanda krishna sambande yukta vairagya uchate prapanchi katya budhya hari sambandhi vastunaha mukshubi prityago vairagyam palgu katyate. Things should be accepted for the Lord's service and not for one's personal sense gratification. One accepts something without attachment and accepts it because it is related to Krishna. One's renunciation is called yukta vairagyam. Whatever is favorable for the rendering of service to the Lord should be accepted and should not be rejected as a material thing. The Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1-2, 255-256. The Jagat should not be rejected as mitya. It is truth. And the truth is realized when everything is engaged in the service of the Lord. A flower accepted for one's sense gratification is material, but when the same flower is offered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead by a devotee, it is spiritual. Food taken and cooked for oneself is material, but food cooked for the Supreme Personality, Supreme Lord, is spiritual. Prasad. This is the question of realization. Actually, everything is given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore everything is spiritual. But those who are not advanced in proper knowledge make distinctions because of the interactions of the three modes of material nature. In this regard, Srila Jiva Goswami says that although the sun is the only light, the sunshine, which is exhibited in seven colors, and darkness, which is the absence of sunshine, are not different from the sun. Without the existence of the sun, such differentiations cannot exist. There must be varied nomenclature because of different conditions, but they are all the sun. The Puranas therefore say, Ekadesha sitasya gyanir joshnad vishtraniyata prasya brahmana prasaktis tatedam akilam jagat. Just as the illumination of a fire, which is situated in one place, is spread all over, the energies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Brahman, are spread all over this universe, Vishnu Purana. Materially, we can directly perceive the sunshine spreading itself according to different names and activities. But ultimately, the sun is one. Similarly, Sarvam Kalvidam Brahma, everything is an expansion of the Supreme Brahman. Therefore, the Supreme Lord is everything, and he is one without differentiation. There is no existence separate from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the text again. My dear Lord, your Lordship alone is the cause and the effect. Therefore, although you appear to be two, you are the absolute one. As there is no difference between the gold of a golden ornament and the gold in a mine, there is no difference between cause and effect. Both of them are the same. Only because of ignorance the people concoct differences and dualities. You are free from material contamination, and since the entire cosmos is caused by you and cannot exist without you, it is an effect of your transcendental qualities. Thus the conception of Brahman is true, and the world false cannot be maintained. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tadamane Namaste Sarasvatundeva Gauravani Vacharane Nirvishesha Shunivadi Paskyatyade Siddharani. Actually, the conception here is quite simple. That is, everything comes from Krishna. And therefore, nothing is different from Krishna. And although nothing is different from Krishna, that doesn't mean that everything's Krishna. Just like gold from a gold mine is gold, so it's not different from the gold mine, but you can't say if you have a speck of gold, that's the same thing as having the whole gold mine. So everything is qualitatively one, but quantitatively different from Krishna. Now the question is, why don't we realize that? That's the subject matter of the Bhagavad Gita, why we don't realize that. For instance, in the third chapter in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, well, we know that Bhagavad Gita has five subject matters, which I'm sure everyone knows. Isn't that right? You know the five subject matters of Bhagavad Gita? Then we won't ask you. Anyone else? Anyone here knows the five subject matters of the Bhagavad Gita? Okay. What was that? You got the first two right. Kala, that's right. So, out of those, everyone here, and so there's Ishvara Krishna, then there is Jiva, the living entity, then there's Prakriti, the material nature, then there's Kala, time, and there's Karma, activities. And of course, which four are eternal and which one is temporary? Okay. Go for it. Yes, the others are. So karma is not eternal. So what we have to change is our karma in order to realize the other four. In other words, Jiva, Prakriti, Ishvara, Kala, these are not unchanging, but we think we don't see them properly because of our activities. The Lord Krishna says, karmano hi bodhavyam, bodhavyam cha vikarmanaha, karmanas cha bodhavyam, kahana karmano gati. Sri Devi, do you know what that means? I got you that one. The intricacies of action are very hard to difficult to understand. Therefore, one should know what action is, what inaction is, and what unauthorized actions are. Karmano hi bodhavyam, bodhavyam yach karmanaha, akarmanas cha bodhavyam, kahana karmano gati. And then Krishna starts with yasya sarve samaramba karma sankalpa vartita. Kenagni sarva karmanam tagnahu bandita buddha. One is understood to be in full knowledge, whose every action is devoid of desire for sense gratification. He is said to be a worker whose fruit of actions are burnt out by the fire of knowledge, specifically transcendental knowledge. So what does that mean? I don't know. Anyway, what does it mean? It means that what separates us is ignorance. Now, of course, when we think of ignorance, we think of you got some spelling word wrong. You got some word wrong in your spelling test because you were ignorant. But that's not what this means. Ultimately, ignorance means to not understand, to realize who we actually are and to realize who Krishna is and what our relationship is. And that's called ignorance. If we know those things, we're in full knowledge. So we don't have to learn a whole lot of things. We just have to learn those things. If we know those things, then yasya sarve samaramba karma sankalpa vartita. Then our results of our different fruit of activities that we perform, imagining that we are bodies in some body and that we're separate from Krishna, they'll all be burnt out by the fire of perfect knowledge. The only thing that separates us from reality is our lack of acting as the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna. And as soon as we act as a servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna, then all our ignorance is taken away and all our problems go away also. Because we only have one problem. Well, we have a couple more than one problem. But we only have a few real problems. What are those few real problems that we have? Prashadam's not on time today. No. Well, that's a whole lot. That's our only problems are not acting in Krishna's service. If we do that, then all these other things they go away. Of course, there are also problems, but the root cause is not acting in Krishna's service. And then knowledge means that we're Krishna's servant. And if we act in Krishna's service, then we're, at least Krishna will help us obtain knowledge. And how does that start out? So why do we have these classes? Again, it gets back to the fact that Krishna is God. And that our goal is to revive our relationship with Krishna, who's the source of everything. All beauty. He's a person who's all beautiful, all strong, etc., etc. Wealthy, powerful, learned, renounced. That's why we're here, to realize Krishna. Of course, as an extra benefit, we get prasadam and a place to sleep, but it's not the main purpose. It's just side benefit. And how to do that? Machita machkata prana. That's why we're talking about Krishna and try to explain the philosophy so that prana and chitta, our energy, prana, and our chitta, consciousness, can be engaged in Krishna's service. So how do we know if our prana is engaged in Krishna's service? Prana means our energy. Does anyone know? What's that? How do we know when our energy is being engaged in Krishna's service? How do you know if you're engaged in Krishna's service?
No, we are trying to be engaged in Krishna's service.
Trying is not enough. A little dwarf is jumping up trying to catch the moon. But it's not enough to catch the moon. What are the ingredients necessary to engage in Krishna's service? What's that? Yeah, how do we know if we're pleasing the Lord? Yeah, we have to, that's right. Anikalasya sankalpa pratikoyasya varjana. Or anasaktasya vishayan yatarham upiyunjitaha. Or as, what is that? Yeah. So, nirbandha krishna sambandhe yukta vairagya uchite. Or Sri Rupa Goswami says that pure devotional service is characterized by one's strictly engaged in Krishna service without any jnana karma na avritam, jnana kuyena krishna anu shilanam bhakti uttama. So uttama bhakti means we understand everything is meant for Krishna's pleasure, and following Krishna's instructions through his representatives, we perform our activities to please Krishna. So that's what we're learning about. That's one of them is using our prana. Which one is using prana? What's the anasaktasya? No. What's the first word for that one? Jnana karma dharitam. What's the first word? What is that? Anya bilashita sunyam. Jnana karma dharitam. So which one is consciousness and which one is activity? Our philosophy is actually quite simple. I mean, it's just consistently, it's consistent, as Prabhupada said. It's just explained in different ways. So we have anyabhilashita shunya, which means there's no other desire than to please Krishna. Jnana karma dadavrita. And therefore it's devoid of mixing in speculative knowledge and yoga and other things. So which one is consciousness and which one is activity? It's done according to Krishna's instructions, his representative's instructions. It's done to please Krishna, and Krishna's in center. So it's done to please Krishna. Which one would that be done? Sri Devi. Wasn't the question I asked. I'll ask it. You know that verse? Abhyabhilashita shunyam. So there's two parts of it. The first part is the second part. But the part which says, anukulyena krishnanu shilanam bhakti uttama. So, anukulyena, do you know what that means? Nanta, what does anukulyena mean? Yeah, that's right. And anushilanam? Yes, activity which is done under the direction of Krishna's representatives. So even thinking about Krishna is activity, but it should be done to please Krishna favorably. Anukulyena means favorably, rather than pratikulyena, which is unfavorable. And anushilanam means it's done according to Krishna's representatives. What they know will be pleasing to Krishna. So which one is prana and which one is chitta? Ananta.
Prana is activity because the activity of the body, and chitta is anujana.
Yes, consciousness. So we're called Krishna consciousness means activities done to please Krishna and consciousness of Krishna. Just like this is throughout Bhagavad Gita, same thing as Tasmat Sarveshu Kaleshu, Mamanusmara Yudhicha, Mayarpita Mudobudhira, Mame Vaishati Samshaya. Therefore Arjuna, you should always think of me in the form of Krishna. At the same time you should follow your prescribed duty of fighting. With your mind and activities engage me, and everything dedicated to me, you'll attain to me without doubt. So which one there is prana, and which one is chitta? Ananta? Therefore you should always think of me and engage in your prescribed duty of fighting. So that's our philosophy. It's just repeated in so many different ways. And then Krishna says, because how do we know if our prana and chitta are engaged? Tesham sadatam yuktanam vajantam priti poravakam didami buddhi yogam tam yena mamu piyantite. To those who are constantly devoted to worshiping me with love. So which is chitta and which is prana? Ananta. To those who are constantly devoted to me and worship me with love, I give them the understanding by which they can come to me. So, our whole thing is just encourage people, somehow or another, engage some of their energy in Krishna's service and do it favorably. Out of love, hopefully, love beginning means to just do something in a favorable way. So what's the problem? Well, it begins with, what's the problem to all that? And then Krishna will give us the intelligence, then he gives us the realization, the intelligence by which we can make progress in devotional service. And when he sees we're using that intelligence and applying it in Krishna's service, then tesham eva nukam paratam. Then he actually personally comes and gives, he puts us under the internal energy, so realization comes. So we hear about Krishna, we try to utilize our energies in Krishna's service, we try to do things with some care and attention. Care is what? which one is kara and and which one is attention and prana. Prana and citta. Kara and attention. Ananda. You only get 50% chance. Which one is kara? It's hard. care and attention. Attention is what is mind. We have the mind and we have intelligence. Which one is intention? Intelligence. We have to see Krishna. That's called attention. Seeing things properly. And care is the mind, the feeling. So, which one is energy and which one is prana and which one is citta? No, actually, care is your citta. Attention is prana. Citta is knowledge and bliss. Prana is the energy by which you do things. So the energy by which you do things requires attention. That's coming from the intelligence. And the mood in which you do it is your citta, with care. So, If we utilize our intelligence, the mind, and Krishna's service, then the result is Krishna gives us more intelligence, he says, by which we can come to him. He gives us more intelligence, which is over real intelligence, which is activities performed in devotional service with intelligence. Activities performed in Krishna consciousness with intelligence is called enthusiasm. Then he reveals to us intelligence, which means we're trying to pay attention, so he gives us the intelligence to do two things. Buddha yoga, how to do things with more care and attention. And when we do things with more care and intention, when we do that service, then Krishna reveals himself. He gives us, puts us more into the spiritual energy. Anyhow, so I hope you're not getting too confused. The bottom line is, even if you don't understand it, just do something for Krishna. And do it nicely, that's all. And then Krishna will reciprocate. That's the whole thing. It's not a very complicated thing. It's just that sometimes we get confused because that's the nature of the material world, is confused, to make things simple, complicated. So here it says, if we do that, what is the realization we'll come to? Then we'll see that there's nothing non-different from Krishna. Now in the material world, people are using their citta and their prana. They're using their prana and their citta to satisfy their senses. In the mode of ignorance, they just want grossly to satisfy their senses. In the mode of passion, with more sophistication. And the mode of goodness, very... In harmony with the material nature, yukta, or in harmony at least. So, but they're all material, because the whole aim is either we do it grossly or very nicely, gratifying our senses. It's all gratification of the senses. And the whole idea is that we think our body is God, is the supreme object of worship. And not only that, but we think that we are the body. So when we're worshiping the body, when people are worshiping the body, we think they're worshiping us. Just like a sannyasi, people bow down to a sannyasi. But actually what they're bowing down to is not the little tiny jiva in the body. They're bowing down, because along with the jiva, there's a super soul. So actually what they're doing is bowing down to both. But principally the body of a sannyasi is a representative, because he's supposed to be representing Krishna. What we're bowing down to is ultimately Krishna, the super soul. we're worshiping Krishna, not only the soul. Of course, we also worship the soul, but if the sannyasi thinks they're bowing down to me, without understanding they're actually bowing down to the super soul, along with all the souls, because we also show respect to the souls, but generally we show more respect to the, well, we show sometimes more respect to the devotee, because Krishna is more pleased when we serve his devotee than when we serve him. But the whole idea is to please him, along with his devotee. But we know that there's a difference between the gold and the gold mine, the little speck of gold and the gold mine. So ultimately we're interested in both, the speck and the gold mine, but we don't forget the gold mine. And we know the value of the gold mine is infinitely greater than even the value of the little speck. Although in this case, Krishna is more pleased when we please his devotee than when we please him directly. So it's interesting. But if we do that, those two things, if we use our energy and we develop our devotion, our consciousness, by taking at least in the beginning what we're supposed to be doing and doing that to please Krishna and Krishna's devotees, then the result is when Krishna is pleased with us and we're in ecstasy and everything is revealed to us, then we'll see that everything is Krishna's energy. Everyone is simultaneously one but different from Krishna. Therefore it says, gata sangasya muktasya ganavaschita chetasa ija charata karma samagram praviliyate. The work of a person who is unattached to the modes of nature and is fully situated in transcendental knowledge merges entirely into transcendence. So knowledge, not being affected by the modes of nature, working purely to please Krishna, according to Krishna's representatives, then his experience merges into transcendence. The experience, that's the only difference, will merge into transcendence. In other words, our consciousness will change. That's what we're simply trying to change, from material consciousness to spiritual consciousness. That's the main accomplishment we're trying to achieve. Not to be, you know, have the best voice or biggest position or whatever. These things are just, they're external. The real thing is a change of consciousness. And everyone equally can change their consciousness. It's not that only the GBC can become a Krishna servant. Or maybe only the GBC can't become Krishna's servant, depending how you look at it. No, everyone can become Krishna's servant. It's just a question of accepting what we're supposed to be doing and to do it to please Krishna, that's all. That formula. Then we'll see everyone is Krishna's eternal servant. Vidya Vinaya Sampane Brahmani Gavi Hastini Shuni Chaiva Swapake Cha Pandita Samadarshana. The humble sages, by virtue of true knowledge, see with an equal vision the learned and gentle Brahman, the cow, the dog and the dog eater. Then we'll actually, as we love Krishna, we'll fall in love with everyone. So our main problem is we look at people as if they're separate from Krishna. Therefore we think, oh, this is my friend, this is my enemy, this is the person I can exploit, this is the person I can't exploit, this, you know, whatever. So because we see like that, that means we're not fully engaged in Krishna's service, that's all. We don't fully understand things properly and engage accordingly. So what's the solution? One of the solutions, we serve the devotees. Because when we serve the devotees with care and attention, then gradually this differentiation that we have will gradually be reduced. Although we still have to differentiate on some level. It's not that now I see all ladies and men as equal, and I serve the men by embracing them. And since the ladies are equal, I also embrace them also. That wouldn't work out very well. Especially when we're not in the perfectional stage. Now in Vrindavan, the Vrindavan Krishna displayed his pastimes. Well, actually, even there, the men, the residents of Vrindavan, when they met the residents of Dwarka at Kurukshetra, and they embraced each other, I think that the ladies just embrace the ladies and the men just embrace the men. So even as long as we're in the material world, and even in the spiritual world, there's some kind of etiquette that's followed. Because otherwise it would be, just like the etiquette in the spiritual world is that Krishna, even there, unmarried girls are not supposed to be, or even married women, we'll just speak of unmarried, with a paramour, parakiya rasa. But that's broken in the spiritual world because Krishna supposedly is with the gopis. But we don't find, generally speaking, Madhumangala embracing Radharani. There are, even in the spiritual world, there's this eternal etiquette that goes on. Otherwise, if everyone broke the etiquette in the spiritual world, it wouldn't be very much fun. It wouldn't be the parakiya rasa there. If everyone's the same and therefore everyone's embracing each other. No. There's even the spiritual world is like that. What to speak of the material world? What's that? So there's simultaneously one indifference. So in the spiritual world, Madhumangala, Sudama, Sridham, they're all absolutely engaged in Krishna service. Some of them are known as the Priyanarma Sakas. And practically speaking, they have the same mood as the gopis. But they're in a male body, so they have a different service to render. They don't participate in the rasa dance, but they send confidential letters to the gopis on behalf of Krishna. So they have a very intimate service, practically the same mood as the gopis, but they have different activities. So they, even in the spiritual world, Mother Jasoda on her night off doesn't go to dance with Krishna in the rasa dance. So these are eternal distinctions, but they're simultaneously one because they're all absorbed in love for Krishna. Anyhow, I hope this, I made this a little clearer, that everything is simultaneously one but different from Krishna. Everything has the same spiritual nature as Krishna, although there's differentiation. Like this material nature is actually spiritual because it comes from Krishna. And even when we become realized, we'll see that this is not different from Krishna, but it's not we're going to start talking to the chair we're sitting on. We'll see it as spiritual, but Krishna has varieties of spiritual energy. But Krishna is absolute. So when he wants to, in the so-called material energy, which is spiritual, Krishna can also appear within that energy if he wants to. Because he's the controller of both matter and spirit. Any questions? What's that?
I'm still thinking.
Well, that goes on eternally. I'm glad I didn't stop you from thinking. Yes?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. I would like to ask you if you can say something about Prabhupada Marathon. Or...
Yes, you should go out so people can realize it, that everything is simultaneously one. But different from Krishna. That's the result of our meditation. We want people to wake up to their relationship with Krishna and their relationship with everything else too. It's not that we're simply, the idea of distributing books is for our own consciousness. So we can realize that the people we're dealing with are actually eternal servants of Krishna too. We're not just trying to sell books, we're trying to purify our own consciousness by this service to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who wants, and our acharyas want that people wake up to the relation with Krishna. That's why we go out. So we can wake up and we can help others wake up their relation with Krishna. Yes?
I am amazed how nobody was bothered with the first sentence of the verse, which says that although you are two, appears to be two, you are one. Krishna appears to be two. I didn't understand actually the last sentence. What is with Brahman and what could Brahman not do if there was not for Krishna? I, But more importantly, I have one other question. But if
wait, let's try. Yeah. We're running out of time, so. let me just ask.
Where we come into picture, Maharaj, where we come between the cause and the effect, there is some independence. We as a jiva.
Well, if I took a photo of you, you'd see.
What?
If I took a picture of you, you'd see how where you fit in. No, it means one until we think there's Krishna, and we think there's everything else. But actually, there's Krishna, and Krishna is not different from everything else.
Yeah, but the verse says you are two, not it appears that something is not two and you are something else. You are two, it says. I mean, maybe it's a translation, but it's strange. Maybe it's rather I and him.
Although you appear to be two, it doesn't say you're two. It says you appear to be two.
Yeah, you appear to be two, but it doesn't.
And other conditioned souls, you appear to be two.
To me it appears he is one and there is something which is not...
There's you and then there's you and then there's him. At least two. But you're none different from him and nothing here is none different from him.
But there is him and there is nature which is different from him. To me it appears
That's right, it appears to you that there's some difference, but there's no difference.
Yeah.
It's all Krishna. He's all completely controlled by Krishna. It's all exactly the same as Krishna. Because it's his energy. Just like gold in a gold mine, which is repeated here. If you have a speck of gold, is it different from the gold mine?
Yes and no.
That's right. You got it. We'll stop there. Thank you very much. Prantarai Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaura Premananda.
Hare Krishna, it's from Avadhuta Raya Prabhu. Vishwanath Chakravarti writes, Jiva is non-different from the time, since the Jiva is an Amsa of Brahman and time and Brahman are one. Question, please explain this a bit more, this non-difference.
Simultaneously one and different. Because they're all coming from Krishna. Time is Krishna's energy, but we're not Krishna, nor are we time. But we're eternal, so we have something familiar, something similar to eternal time, because we're also eternal. But we're not time. Krishna's time I am. Kalasmi Bharatarshava. Hare Krishna.